Glad to see everyone back with us this evening. In Luke chapter 17, in verse 32, we simply read these words as spoken to the Pharisees. Remember Lot's wife. When we think about that statement, it indeed gives a potent message to the hearers. When we think about that event that took place, the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plains, we read in Genesis 19:15-17, this particular account concerning Lot and his family. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. We know how that story ends. We know that they indeed started to flee, but as they were going, his wife looked back from behind them. And Genesis 19 and verse 26 tells us that she became the pillar of salt. I want us to notice some things concerning Lot's wife as we remember her tonight. Number one, Lot's wife perished even though she was married to a righteous man. She perished even though she was married to a righteous man. As the Lord was getting ready to go into Sodom and Gomorrah, he went and he visited Abraham. And the Lord asked himself, should I tell Abraham what I'm about to do? He finally decided to do so, and Abraham started out asking, what if there are 100 righteous men? What about 50? And finally he ended up at, what about 10? Would you destroy the city? The Lord promised Abraham that he would not destroy the city if he found even 10 righteous men living within the walls. But we know that all that was found there was Lot and his family, or Lot in particular. They were set outside the city. She was married to a righteous man, and yet she still lost her life. We read throughout the Bible that one is accountable for his or her own sin. No one else can be accountable for that. Friends, we have people in the denominational world today that believe that they can, in a way, ride into heaven on the coattails of their parents or on the coattails of their brother or their sister or maybe even their husband or the wife. Friends, that's not how salvation works. We read right here of Lot's wife that even though she was married to this righteous man, she still lost her life. She perished. We read in Romans 14 and verse 11, For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Not just the husband, not just the wife, but every knee, every tongue. Romans 14 and verse 12, the very next verse says, So then every one of us, each one of us then, shall give account of himself to God. We read in Galatians 6 and verse 7, Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It falls to the individual. Colossians 3 and verse 25, But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. We read in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10 concerning the judgment. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We read of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, 1 through 10. They both died because they had acted together. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 14. We read, For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. There's a benefit to being married to a righteous man or a righteous woman. There's no doubt the Bible says as much. But just because one is married to a righteous man or a righteous woman does not make him or her righteous. They can still be lost. We go on a couple of verses there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we read in verse 16. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? Lot, it seems, tried to set the right example, and yet his wife still died. Lot had showed himself to be righteous, but it wasn't enough to save his wife. She perished even though she was married to a righteous man. Number two, she perished even though she knew the truth and started out right. She was put out of harm's way. She was put outside the city of Saul. She was given clear instructions. We just read them. Genesis 19. She was given clear instructions not to look back. And friends, if these verses were taken in chronological order, she had even reached a place of refuge with her family. But there was something. There was something in that city that she desired to return to. I don't know what it was. We can conclude from the scripture that she still had children within those city walls. It may have been that she wanted to go back to her children. It may be that she had gotten fond of her life there, of her home. And so it may have been that she wanted to return home. It may have been, friends, that maybe she didn't live such a righteous lifestyle. I don't know. Maybe she wanted to return to her lifestyle. But there was something that made her look back. The illustration that Jesus was making with this event was one of longing for the things of this life. Luke 17 and verse 33 says, whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Friends, she perished although she knew the truth and started out right. There are many on the day of judgment that are going to have heard the truth and they're going to have started down the path of righteousness. They're going to have started down the path that Jesus has laid for us. And that for some reason, their lifestyle, family members, whatever the case may be, they're going to turn back. Even though they knew the truth. And they started down the path of righteousness. We read in Luke chapter 9 an illustration that Jesus gives. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my home, at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Peter paints a very clear picture for us concerning those that know the truth, hear the truth, and obey the truth, and follow it for some length of time and then turn away. In 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 18, we read of that picture that Peter paints. He talks about people like this as those who have escaped from sin, as those who have escaped from them who live in error. Beginning in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18, we read these words. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh.